Okay, guys, so I am going to be making a story for you guys, and it's going to be about Professor Chungus, which is a stuffy that we have. So he is very, 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 very Chungus. That means fat, guys. Like, who wants a fat unicorn? I do, because it's Professor Chungus. So, once upon a time, there's a boy called Professor Chungus and a girl called Lindsay. Lindsay and them were pretty, they were best friends. Yeah, they were best friends. They loved each other, they played games together, and then something happened. Lindsay disappeared. And they're like, oh no, where's Lindsay? Because Professor Chungus' mom and dad came out to look for Lindsay and have fun with them. So they're just like, oh no, where's Lindsay? And they couldn't find her. So we couldn't see or hear her. So they looked around the backyard and they couldn't find her. So they looked in the neighbor because she was on swings room because she was on the swings. So she could have fled off the, you know. And then something beautiful happened. They were correct. They were happy. Then they played hide and go seek, not playing on the swings. They took out the swings, of course, because they couldn't, we don't want to make Lindsay go back in there, know what I mean? So they all find a good family. The end. Hello, welcome to my story podcast. Today we'll be talking about Chelsea, which will be the main character. So Chelsea and the fire department and her friend the fluffy cat were being like, okay, and Chelsea went to school. When Chelsea comes from school and Fluffy the cat is up in the tree. The cat gets down. She calls the fire department. The thing is, Fluffy the cat is scared. They got him down and they were excited. They got Fluffy the cat and they played games and had fun together. Hope you like this story. Bye. Okay. Guys, I'm making a story about hiking. Before we do that, I'm just going to say thank you for watching my stories. If you have watched some of my stories, well, just thank you for watching. If this is your first one ever to listen, my name is actually Elsie White. My dad's his name, but my name's actually Elsie, and I'm here to, tell you a story. So, this is not real life, just so you know, but it happened in my life. So, let's get to it. The Diary of Mystery. Once upon a time, one sec. Time, there's a girl called a Bickle. I mean, that's the boy. Hilla and Bickle, the boy. They had a dog called Chelsea. Now, Chelsea wasn't that an ordinary doctor. He could fly to the sky and touch the sky. And he said, and then Chester was like, well, and then the dog's like, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. He was correct. He could fly. Except he didn't end up touching the sky because his wings would disappear. So, I'm actually reading your chapter but that I made. So, chapter 2, I Wish You Left Me Alone. Parents were watching them and they didn't like it. So, they just like, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone to them. And we're just like, no, I'm having fun here. That's what the parents are like watching, and we're just like, no, leave us alone. You're watching. How is that going to be fun? So, yeah. Hope you got, like, a great thing to experience, but that's it's chapter 3. So, chapter 3 is about the doom of 5. 5 is not a lucky number. Like, who has number 5 as a lucky number? I do. So, when you're an age that you pass through, you're just like, that's probably my best day of my life. At the end of the day, when you're turning number, when you're 5, and you're just like, now it's 5, you have so much memories. So, yeah. So 5, seriously, I'm 5. Mom, leave me alone. I don't like it. Sorry, honey. Yeah, sorry, honey. We have to do work. Teens, make fine. I'll do what you say. Mom and Dad, we really have to work here. Chapter 4. Why are you so annoying? Teen, can you help me? Fine. So, Mom, we're having our own personal conversation with no parents allowed. Can you please leave? No. No, of course not. No, not of course. Of course not! So, Tian, work your magic. Mommy, can you please just leave in that? Okay, fine, honey. Thanks. Good job, Tian. You always work today. Now, things. Dumb things. Things are the worst things in the world. Chapter 4, things. Why things? Why did you choose things? Why? Why? And why? Oh, hi, baby brother. Hi, Brogan. Why is it broken? I didn't remember adding Brogan, so yeah. Chapter 5, I wish you were dumb. Teen, you know what? I wish you were dumb. Hey, Brogan. Oh, stop it. Guys, how many characters do we have? Kids. 87. Dad! Mom! Leave me alone! I'm the queen of kids. Like, I can babysit. I'm 11. I can babysit these kids too. Guys, I can't even babysit. Me too! Copy who? Just because you're 8 doesn't mean you're the queen of the world. That is. Probably. Who cares? So. Chapter 6. I wish I was alive. So, when your grandfather died, Teen? I wish you was alive. Me too. No. Yes. Yes! Good news, he's not dying today. He's dying never! Yay. Really, teens? Really? Who cares? Anyway, let's just stop. I hope you liked that story of me doing some chapters of my own book. I hope you enjoyed, and bye! And make sure to watch part two. Guys, welcome back to part two about the one that you probably just watched, part one of the beautiful chapter. So, if you haven't watched part one, please do it just above you. Or start with that one and go down. So, yep. A question about this is so, chapter one. Why do we all have eyes? Just why do we all have eyes? Don't talk. Why do we all have eyes? You're so annoying. Tell me, why do we have some eyes? It's impossible to know! I don't even know! You're younger than me. How are you supposed to know? Oh, yeah. Never mind. Chapter 2. I wish you were in love with someone else than me. Than me. So, do teens have boyfriends? And I don't. Even though I'm a teen. But, I'm not a teen, I'm a teen. So why do you all have boyfriends? Don't know.
Find out. I wish that I said this on the internet. It said nothing.
Yay, it said nothing. No, please go away. No.
That's the three.
Wish you just leave me do my homework.
Wow.
Seriously? Wow.
Fungo se miedo como se piano. Fungo se miedo. Hey guys, welcome back to my story podcast. Today we'll be doing a story. Sorry if you can hear my song. We're going to bed. It's in the tent, you know? You don't listen, but it's so okay. So, hope you enjoy this video. Drew, stop giving me No, I wish you couldn't. Please. I wish you were a brat. No, you're a brat.
No, guys, you're a brat.
You're a brat. So, deal with the pencil group.
Elsie, let me sleep in the middle.
No.
Yes.
No.
It doesn't give heat at all. I swear.
I like that in the middle. Last night I didn't just sleep in there.
Actually, you were bugging me. Don't really care if that's on.
Hello guys, welcome back to my story podcast. Today we're gonna be reading you guys' comments to decide.
To sing a song. But what? Bubble second out with that death remember. Baby, you call him, baby, nobody to stay in it. I'm wishing, falling in love for you. I'm building.
So, guys, I'm gonna be singing a song. That's not a good time, but it'll be a story for you. La, 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 lonely, la, 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 lonely now. You are the one that it's over. Now you wanna come back. So take your hand off my shoulder. This time it's hard, I said, I know that. I know you like to be alone, hey, be lonely when you see me doing well. That's when you call me. Are you feeling lost? Are you lost? I guess you're missing me right now. Just because you're lonely doesn't mean we come back to the start. Just because you're lonely doesn't mean that you can play with my heart. Who do you think you are? La 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 lonely, la 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 lonely, la 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 lonely now. You don't have to like. You can speak to my mind. You don't have to like. You could have been mine. Just because you're lonely doesn't mean we come back to the start. Who do you? That's because you're lonely doesn't mean that you can play with my heart. Who do you think you are? La 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 lonely, la 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 lonely, la 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 lonely now. Who do you? La 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 lonely, la 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 lonely, la 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 lonely now. Just because you're lonely doesn't mean we come back to the start. Just because you're lonely doesn't mean that you can play with my heart. Who do you think you are? La 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 lonely, la 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 lonely, la 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 lonely now. La 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 lonely, la 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 lonely now. You are the one that said it's over. Now you wanna come back. So take your hand off my shoulder. This time it's a lie that I already know that. Cause I know where your heart's at. I know you like to be lonely. Be lonely when you see me doing well. That's when you call me. How do we let? I guess you're missing me right now. That's because you're lonely doesn't mean we come back to the start. Who do you? That's because you're lonely doesn't mean that you can play with my heart. Who do you think you are? La 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 lonely, la 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 lonely, la 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 lonely now. You don't have to like. You can speak your mind. Not. You don't have to like. You could have been mine. You don't have to like. You can speak your mind, not. You don't have to like. You could have been mine. Just because you're lonely doesn't mean we come back to the start.
Hello, welcome to my stories podcast. Today, I'll be doing a lamp story about Bob the Lamp. Well, it's not a nonfiction. It's fiction, which means it's not real, so let's get to it. Once upon a time, there was a lamp called, you know the name, and there was a plug. Nobody plugged the lamp in, so they couldn't do. Like, he couldn't shine and wake up from his bed. So, yeah. Finally, somebody plugged him in. And this was, Spider. And there was a lot of, like, stuff. Or, like, when he woke up.
because they just moved to a different house when they were asleep. And it took 10 days just to plug him in because they unpacked. That's a thing. They went off at Harlem. Oh, guys, you probably guessed it by now. I do have a cough. But, the lamp got very sick. Very sick. Because he slept too long. So, yeah. Bye!